We're going to get started tonight. Hi, Tammy. How are you tonight? Good. That's good. Praise the Lord. All right. How about we pray? Maybe I'll ask you to pray. Oh, gee, no. You don't want to do that, huh? I just want to change it up, do something a little bit different. Maybe we'll ask Terry Albert to pray. There you go. How about that? Terry, why don't you pray?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day.
Yes, we do, Lord.
For us to enjoy your
thank you so much. Yes, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, oh God. Yes, we praise you, Lord. Magnify your name, oh God. Give you glory. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
God, we're looking to tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
For the opportunity to come to church and praise your holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, before we get into worship, I want to give you an update from the Philippines. Okay. And this is from Pastor Pete. I want to thank you all for all your faithful prayer support. We've had a very successful mission thus far. We are beginning our final conference tonight, which we will be ministering to an expected gathering of over 300 tribal pastors. Wow. These are those who put their lives on the line for the gospel every day. We are honored to even be gathering with them, never mind being the ones expected to input into their lives. Please pray, I mean really pray, that we will have the heart and the wisdom of the Lord. Pray that we will be empowered by the Holy Spirit and the Lord Himself will minister through us. Also pray for our safety and health and to come against much spiritual opposition. So there we have a request that we would pray for our pastor and the whole team that's over there. Apparently they must be having some type of spiritual opposition that they mentioned that, but also they have a great honor to be able to speak to these 300 tribal pastors and input into their lives. And you can see the pastor's heart, you know, he counts it a privilege to be able to do that with these pastors that are out there on the front line giving their lives for the gospel. So I tell you what, we're going to pray for those people. And at this point, I would like you to gather together and join hands with some people so that we can agree in prayer. The Bible tells us where two or three are gathered together, that what? He's in the midst of them. Amen? God's right in the midst there. So gather together with two, three, four, five people. Now, we're going to pray, and I want you to pray, too. You know, don't just listen to me, but I want you guys to pray, too, that the Lord will empower them, that the Lord will give them wisdom and revelation, that just like he said, that he asked, that the Lord would speak through them to these tribal pastors. Yes, Kathy.
I was just
Okay. Okay, so, well, apparently that's bearing witness with what Pastor Pete is saying, that they're finding spiritual opposition. But despite the fact that they're coming up against that, does not mean that they're going to give up. Amen? Strengthen, you know, we need to pray that they'll be strengthened in their resolve to continue to move forward. And despite what Satan tries to throw in their paths and in their ways, that they would be defeated, that those things would come down, that just like the Bible says, it says that we are not ignorant of his ways. We're not ignorant of the devil's ways. So we need to pray for them. So let's gather together, grab hands with a few people, okay? And let us pray. Let us pray. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we praise you. Yes, Lord, we magnify your wonderful name. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you that you are the one that reigns. Hallelujah. Oh, you are the one that is upon the throne room, oh, God. You sit upon the throne, oh, God. And, Father, we thank you that there is none that is higher than you. That you are the one that has created us and not ourselves, oh, God. We thank you so much, oh, Lord. That you reign in power, you reign in glory, you reign in grace, oh God. And Father, we are lifting up that Philippines team to you now. And we're asking for the mighty power of the Holy Spirit to flow in them and through them, oh God. That you would touch the hearts and lives of those tribal pastors, oh God. That you would empower them, infuse them. That your anointing would come upon them, oh God. That they would go forth boldly proclaiming the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you said in your word that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, oh God. And Father, we're asking for that mighty manifestation to come into being in these lives of these pastors, that Father, that they would proclaim the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And oh God, we're asking for their safety, we're asking for their health, oh God, that you would touch them, that you would protect them, that you would surround them, oh God, and help them, oh God, that Father, that you would be exalted in all of this. And Father, we thank you for that. And now we come against that spiritual opposition. We speak to it in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of the Lamb over that area right now. And we're asking, oh God, that you would move, that you would make a way where there seems to be no way, oh God. That you would touch the hearts and the lives despite the opposition that comes against them, oh God. Oh, Father, that your mighty hand would be at work, oh God, that people would be set free, people would be delivered. Oh, God, that they would be healed, oh Father, that mighty miracles and manifestations of that would come forth, oh God. Blind eyes would be opened, oh God. Ears would be opened, oh God. We're asking, Father, for deliverance in Jesus' wonderful name. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you so much, oh God. Oh, we praise you and magnify and lift you up, oh God. Oh, because you're so worthy, oh God. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, that was slain from the foundation of the world. We thank you so much for it, oh God. We thank you, Lord. And Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Oh, God, you are a faithful God. And, Lord, we know that you have them right in the palm of your hand and that you have protection for them, oh, God, that you have health for them, oh, Lord, that you have deliverance for them, oh, God, that you have a way, oh, God, and that, Father, that you will speak to their hearts, that you will lead, guide, and direct them by your Holy Spirit, and, Father, that they will rely upon you and they will come to you knowing that you are the one that provides their every need. And Father, we thank you for provision for every one of them, oh God. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Oh, and everyone said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I want you to know that God is still on the throne. You know, years ago I used to listen to a radio station broadcast that said God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Amen. Amen. I want you to know that's still true today. God is still on the throne. He didn't give up his throne. Now, we may have thought sometimes that he did, but I want you to know he didn't. He didn't give it up. He still sits on that throne. Hallelujah. And he rules and reigns. Glory to God. And I want you to know that prayer does change things. Glory to God. Amen. And one of those things that it changes is me. I'm a thing and I get changed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah, you got your hand up. You look like you're in classroom.
Well, I want to speak to grace. And, you know, the Apostle Paul told Timothy, he said, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. You know, and I heard some Catholic, it was in a movie or something, say some dumb, stupid, foolish thing like, it's all right for me to go ahead and sin because I can go to confession, then I can say my Hail Marys and my penance or whatever, and then God will forgive me. Therefore, you know, I can go on and sin and do whatever it is I want to do. But that's not, that them people don't know anything about grace, okay? I want to tell you something that happened to me. I came out of the salon where my boys work, and there was a man smoking a cigarette. And I felt something well up in me. You know, it was the Holy Ghost. I just was about to shout, like, something like, praise be to the Most High God, you know. And just as I was getting ready to, when my phone rang, and it was an important call I was waiting for, actually, from the doctor's office. You know, but anyhow, the phone, it was a quick conversation. As soon as I was done, I turned around. I was going to say something to this man, and he was gone. He was gone, man. He finished smoking his cigarette. He turned the corner. He was out of sight. Man, you know what? You know, I just realized sometimes there's... It's just an appointed time. You know what I mean? A couple seconds worth of opportunity where we can be obedient to God moving us by his Spirit to utter something that's flowing out of us. Now, see, I missed that opportunity, right? But here... See, I don't have to feel condemned because I know that Jesus came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I'm smart enough, and I've been around the block a couple of times, and I know Jesus don't condemn me. So what I just had to learn from this experience and put it behind me, you know, and say, God, you know what? I missed a chance there, and... It was a chance. I what can I do? You know, I'm not going to kill myself over it. And, you know, I'm not going to beat myself up over it. But I got to put it behind me and just say, Lord, next time I'm going to when I feel this thing, I'm going to let it fly. You know, because when you let it fly, that's when someone gets touched and people get blessed. You know, we learn from sometimes some little mistakes, but at times they're, Do you realize what I'm saying? It's just a couple of seconds, less than a minute. When I turned, I was going to talk to that man, and he was gone. So that's what I'm just saying. Grace, that's a part of grace that we can walk in and not feel condemned about, you know, that kind of stuff.
God bless you.
Amen. That's right. Thank God. Oh, Gary. Okay. There you go.
Well,
I have to thank Jesus about this. Tomorrow's my last day of therapy.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. I'm using my cane. I'm doing okay. I'm getting stronger. And I'm going to be back on the worship team. And back on the finance committee.
Praise God.
So I'm really looking forward to all this. And through Jesus, he did it all. He gave me strength and love. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's good. You got him. Amen. Yes, Bob. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. All right, how about we stand up and we get ready to worship the Lord. Are you ready to worship God? Amen. Let us worship God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand up and give him the praise. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
I can't let this one go. Some of that worship leader from Life Center that was walking with her husband and child and newborn baby.
Yes.
Praying for her last week. Check this out. Scott White, anybody in the prayer for her, knew that she did with me. She did her favorite thing. They prayed her favorite song. She started to meet. Did you know what? Girlfriend's home.
Amen. Praise God.
Pastor D.
Yes, sir.
I'd like you to pray for me. I've been having a horrible time with my carpal tunnel here.
Okay.
And my trigger finger, man, right underneath that joint.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I tell you what, man. A pain coming from there, and I go to grab something. Man.
Okay.
It's like outrageous.
All
I just
right.
want to say, I don't
Lord
know
up
the
here.
Spirit of God told me.
Couple of guys, come on up here.
And, you know, man, I'm tired of all this stuff.
Right, Mike? Yeah, come on, guys. Come on up here. Let's pray for Terry.
Yes, this trigger finger, man. That thing is killing me.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Yeah, we just praise you right now, Lord. Oh, we praise you and magnify your wonderful name because you're so worthy, oh God. You're worthy, Lord, worthy to be praised, worthy to be worshiped. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, Father, we want to thank you tonight for your provision that you've made for us, oh God.
Amen.
Father, you said in your holy word that Jesus Christ came and he died for our sins. But not only that, he was bruised for our iniquities,
Amen.
Oh God. Yes, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him. And it's by his stripes, oh God, that we are healed. And Father, we are taking advantage of that tonight.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we are speaking the word of health to this man.
Amen.
We are speaking, oh God, to this pain that's in this joint and in this wrist, oh God. And we're asking, Father God, for that power to flow, the power of your Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh, that you would quicken this mortal body right now. Quicken it by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we plead the precious blood over him right now. And we are looking to you, oh God. Oh God, that the mercy of healing will flow from that throne room of grace, oh God. Oh, and that we can come boldly to it, oh God. Oh, and find that help that we need, oh God, in the time of trouble, oh Father. And we thank you tonight, oh God. We thank you, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we praise you and magnify your name, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O God. Oh, Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, O God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, O Lord. Oh, in that mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Father God. Oh, healing come. Yes, oh God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
All right, thank you.
Praise God. Oh, we want to pray for Mike. Praise God. All right.
Still battling.
Okay. Well, Doris, why don't you come on up here? You feel that unction, that leading? Why don't you go ahead and pray for him then? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, there is nothing too hard for you, O God. Yes, Father God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, that you would strengthen this back, O God. Yes, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Lord. Honoring you and praising your name. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Lord God, we praise your name and we ask for the praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For everyone here in this house praise of God.
Glory to God.
We ask that you please watch over and guide them.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
To be able to walk without the pain. For this I pray in your Heavenly Father's name, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Praise
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
You can pray for me, too. I had a cholesterol problem. I believe it's under control as far as I
thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Yes, oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm on Depakote, and I have a cholesterol problem.
Thank you, Lord.
Anxiety.
Jesus. Go ahead, amen. Terry.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Jesus. Oh, we praise you and bless your wonderful name, oh God.
You are totally
glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Come against
praise God. Yes, Lord.
And we rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We rebuke that anxiety.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
But rather praise it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I'm not happy here in my heart until the end.
Praise God. Amen. Jesus. Okay.
They're still questioning the mass. There's no lesions on the brainstem, but the local doctors can't help me except keep the arthritis at bay. I can't go to John Hopkins until May 1st and after because I'm switching to Medicare. But I can't take that medicine. It's so wicked that the side effects are terrible. I have to take it Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and just took it. I feel like I'm going to pick my guts out. I feel shaky. It's giving me all the side effects that I shouldn't have. And it makes my hands feel like feet feel like on fire and muscle weakness. I could barely
okay. Walk. So what is it that you want right now? Okay. Ladies, let's get some of these ladies here. Okay. Now let's pray. Okay? Let's pray. Let's pray.
I had 12 around
Okay. Just calm down and pray. Okay? Calm down and pray. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, oh God. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, oh God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh God. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O God. Oh, we thank you and praise you, O God. Jesus. Oh, we plead the precious blood of Jesus. Yes, we do. We thank you for it, O God.
I believe this is a night for healing.
Glory to God.
One person come forward. It's just been a
thank you, Lord.
Where the Holy Spirit has
Jesus.
For prayer. And
thank you, Lord.
Not because you ask not.
Yes.
Connie, I recognize you as a
Jesus.
Child of God. I mean, you have such an innocent heart. You have such a heart
thank you, Lord.
You know, God, and you've been through an awful lot of your life. And you keep hanging in there. In the name of Jesus, we just install this and ask you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Let God touch you with his healing power. Top of your head. Let you
thank you, Lord.
Every way, shape, and form. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let her look to the cross. Let her look to you, God. Let her see.
Thank
let her see your healing hand. Let her see your power. Hallelujah. Let her walk in your grace, oh God.
Yeah.
Better times to come. You know, this healing process is on the way. It's taking place. You know, things are going to get better in the name of Jesus. Come against that sensitivity for light right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, for your eyeball. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come against that. We give it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We rebuke this thing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Renew this girl. Renew this girl's body, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That girl walked out of the hospital. She was a young person here at Life Center, and she walked out. And you, everybody else, got killed too. And Satan's on you. Liar!
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. God's doing stuff, isn't he? He's doing things. Amen.
Yes, he is.
And we can praise him for it and thank him for it. You know, so don't be surprised when things start to pop up, things start to come forth. Because when God's on the move, things get stirred up. You know, so don't react negatively to it. You know? Sometimes when God gets to moving, it might make your flesh uncomfortable. You know? But just settle down. Calm down. God'll do things, okay? God is moving. So just be calm. Let God do what he wants to do. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, that's good. We all should believe. Believe that God's on the move. Believe that God's doing things. Thank you, Jesus. You know, these past few weeks, we've been talking about grace, haven't we? Amen. Well, I'll tell you what. It's been a ride, this grace thing. You know, grace, grace, grace. There's a whole lot. Yeah, amen. You know, it's God's kindness. You know, we got to understand that. We're going to grow in this grace. And we are, you know, and we don't always want to look and put it towards the future. We are living it. That grace is living inside of you. And it's working inside of you. And just like what happened to Terry, had that unction. Now I'm believing that God is doing that in all of us. There's a world out there that needs to hear about Jesus Christ. And you and I are the ones that are going to touch that world. You and I are the ones that need to open our mouths up when that unction comes. And we'll know when it comes because there's going to be a witness on the inside of you that you need to do something, that you need to say something. And I want you to know it's by those words of grace that come out of your mouth that people are going to get saved, that people are going to be touched in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that God himself is going to be able to minister through you. Hallelujah. It's the exceeding riches of his grace. Yes. He wants to show that in the ages to come. It's the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness through Christ that he has shown to us. And you know, as kind as he's been to us, we in turn are able to give that kindness to others, that grace to others. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians, let's first pray. Father, we want to thank you and praise you for this evening. And Lord, I pray that your anointing would be upon me, that I would speak forth your word, O God, that you would use my vocal cords and speak to your people, O God. That you would refresh them, O God. Rejuvenate them, O God. That you would turn them around in their lives, O God. That, Father, that you would be exalted in their lives again. And that, Father, that your anointing for me to speak, and also the anointing for them to hear your word, O God. Because it's your word that is able to change us, O God. And to set us free. Father, we thank you for that tonight. We thank you, O God, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. If you have your Bibles, we're going to take a quick look here at a few scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, says this. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. See, it says here that God is able to make all grace, not just some grace, not just part grace, but all grace abound. And see, again, here it is. God himself is speaking, and he's saying that he is able to make all grace abound. Not just show up at your doorstep. Not just a little bit of grace given to you, but grace that will abound. I mean, that it's going to flow over. That it's going to rise up and just bubble up, and it's going to flow over. Just like when you take a soda and you pour it into that glass full of ice, and it begins to rise up. If you don't stop pouring, what happens? It starts to bubble over and come out over the top, doesn't it? Amen. Well, that's abounding. And that's just a little portion, a little small picture of the grace that God wants to abound towards us. And let that grace then abound towards others. Do you know that this thing that we're talking about here, this grace of God, is not meant just for you? It's meant for other people too. We need to get out there and touch other people. Let them know about this wonderful, exceeding riches of his grace that we have received. Now, Ephesians 4:7. And here's what I want to really get to. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. Some of you may think that grace is just for certain people, or that there's a grace in a person's life for this, that, or the other thing. Or you look at a minister and say, well, that's the grace of God operating in him. And you're right and true to a certain extent. But I want you to understand that this grace of God, as it's found here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, he says this, but unto every one of us, notice he said, every single one of us, unto every one of us is grace given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Every single one of us has grace that has been given to us by God himself. None of us can stand here or sit here and say that the grace of God has not been given to us. Now I know that we're talking about grace here, and all of us, the Bible says, you're saved by grace. Amen? You're saved by grace. And that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. So you're saved by grace. And you got to understand, too, that in this thing, that all that we do, and all that we become, and all that we are, is by the grace of God. Grace wraps up everything in our lives. It touches every aspect of our lives. But we've got to access this grace by faith. Just like Roy spoke about on Sunday. And I just want to give you a little something that I believe the Lord showed me. On Sunday when he was speaking, he was talking about getting down to the root of things, down to the nitty-gritty of things in our lives, and that it's going to take faith to activate that and get down to that root, to what it is that really happens inside of us. And you know, there are certain things that all of us struggle with. There are certain things some of us may struggle with obedience. Some of us may struggle with trust. Some of us may struggle with, and we can just go on a list. But there are things that we struggle with. And as I was sitting here listening to him talk about that, and he's talking about that root. If any of you have ever worked around your homes or worked in a garden, there are things there that you want to pull out by the root, isn't there? And I had this picture. I was working out in the flower beds at our house. And my wife had told me, she said, there's some poison out there. She said, I want you to get out. I said, okay. I said, I'll work at that. So I went out there, and I started pulling this thing up. And I dug down a little bit, kept pulling. I said, man, boy, this rascal's going in there deep. You know, but this is what I was thinking about when he was talking about getting to the root. You know, so I started pulling this thing, and I got pulling a little too hard, and off it came. Well, there was still root in the ground there. Guess what's going to grow back? That poison. Because I didn't get down to the nitty-gritty, down to where it really was, you know. And what I was understanding was, sometimes things in our lives are like that. We get down so far to it, and boom, pop it comes, but we didn't get the root. We got some of it, but we didn't get the root. What you need to do, the Lord was speaking to me, he says, what you need to do is you need to dig into the Word of God further. You need to dig further in. Don't stop what you're doing, but go further with what God is speaking to you about. And whatever it may be that he talks to you about, if it doesn't release right away, don't keep yanking on it and think, oh, well, I got it. But keep digging. Keep digging. Just keep digging. You know, this grace is able and will enable you to continue to dig down to the point where you're able to pull that thing out by the root. And see, it's really not you that's going to do that. It's God himself that's going to be able to pull that thing out by the root and be done with it in your life. There are things that every one of us know that you have been delivered from, that God has gotten down there and gotten that root and yanked it out of there, and it's gone. It's not a part of your life anymore. And thank God for it. Does it come? Try and come back? Yeah, it does. But you know that you know that you know that that's, it doesn't have a hold on you. And that grace has been applied to your life. Now there's grace for other areas of your lives, because it's been given to us. We have grace that has been given to us. Each and every one. No one sitting here can say, I don't have the grace of God. We all have the grace of God. Now, James chapter 4, verse 6 says this. James chapter 4. And if anybody has anything that they would like to add, put your hand up and add. You have something to say about grace? I want you to say it. James chapter 4, verse 6 says this, but he gives more grace. Wherefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Now turn with me over to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. And he says this, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. If you're going to get anywhere with God, if you're going to walk with God, the Bible tells us that we're going to have to walk humbly with Him and understand that He knows what's going on. Understand that He knows the path that we're going to have to take. Understand that God is the one that is going to empower you to walk this Christian life. Wherever the road may take you, God is the one that is leading you and directing you and guiding you, and He knows the way to go. Hallelujah. And it's grace that is going to help you to walk that way. He's going to empower you to walk His way. He's going to empower you to speak His way. He's going to empower you to do things when He calls you to do them, just like He did with you that night or that day. He empowered you right then. All you had to do was act in obedience. And I want you to know that God Himself would have showed up right there and ministered to that man. And I'm not picking on you, Terry. It was just a great example tonight of the grace of God. And we all have to understand that there is a grace that walks inside of us and is directing us. And it will help you as an individual. It will help you. That grace of God is there to empower you to overcome whatever obstacle, whatever thing confronts you in your normal daily life. The grace of God is there to help you. The other week I told you. In fact, it was last Wednesday. I told you I didn't have such a great day. Well, I'll tell you I didn't have such a great day because I was just the most irritable thing. I don't know, from the moment that I woke up, I was just irritable. You know, people talk to me. And in fact, and I was at work, and I say, you know, and I knew that I had to come and preach at night. I knew that I had to come and do that, so, you know. And all of this is weighing on me, and I'm thinking, dear Lord, you know, just make these people go away. You know, dear God, I've had enough of them already. And I was only there a half an hour at work, you know. I'm telling you what, it was a rough day. And as the day wore on, it didn't get better. It just didn't. And I wasn't able to somehow connect with God in that. But I did ask the Lord to please forgive me. But during the day, a couple of the guys at work asked me, they just stopped and looked right at me and said, "What is the matter with you? What are you so grouchy about?" I said, "What do you mean grouchy?" You know, because, you know, when you're in the middle of something like that, you don't always think how bad you're acting, you know. You don't think that you're doing bad. You think you might even be doing good. And they're looking and saying, "Man, that guy is a crab. What is the matter with him?" Another guy called me Grumpy Gepfer. I said, "Oh, my goodness. You mean it's that bad?" I said, "Lord, deliver me. Help me. Get me out of here." You know, and by the end of the day, I was just thankful to go home. But you know, the irritables didn't leave. I got home, and my wife looked at me and said something, and I was just about ready to take her head right off, I thought. And I'm thinking, oh, dear God, you know, Lord. You know, I just responded to her in such a way, and she said, "Is there something bothering you?" I said, "I don't want to talk about it." I said, "I just want to get a shower and get in there and study because I know I got to go to church and face those people at church. And I certainly hope I'm not as mean and ugly and irritable as I was all day long." And coming home here and biting, I said, and I apologized to her. I told her I was sorry. It's just something that happened. How do you explain that? I don't know. But I do know this, that when I finally took time with God, when I finally grabbed a hold of God somehow, that those irritables seemed to go. I had a good time at church that night. I don't know if anybody else did, but I did. I certainly had a good time. I enjoyed myself with you. But somehow God did something. You know, and that's what I'm saying is that we don't always, it doesn't always work out the way we think and the way we plan, you know. I had that burden on me all day. I should have cast that burden on the Lord. You know, there's a lot of things that we know we should do, but don't do, and we fail to do. And then we wonder why. Well, why ain't you doing, Lord? And he's saying, well, why aren't you doing? You know, because the Bible tells us that we're supposed to be doers of the word too. So I'm encouraging you tonight that the grace of God is available to you. There is so much more to be said about the grace of God. So much more. And I can't say it all because I don't have it all. There's other people that have things about grace that I need to hear about and we need to hear about. But I do know this, that the grace of God is real. And the grace of God is more than just that old cliche, God's riches at Christ's expense. That is true, but that's not all of it. That's just a tip of the iceberg, so to speak. There's so much more to grace. We need to understand. Paul said that we're in the dispensation of grace. Grace ain't going away, my brother and sister. Oh, you got that right. Thank God. Grace is not going away. Grace is a part of a Christian's life. And we need to realize that. And I want you to take the time to look in your Bible. Well, you mean I got to get my Bible out? Yeah, get your Bible out. And I want you to open it up. And if you need to, get a concordance. And look and see the verses that pertain to grace. And read them. And say, this is talking about me. This is talking about me. This grace right here. I want to leave you with this. And then we're going to sing a couple songs and then we'll be done. Ephesians 4:29. Well, two scriptures I want to give you. Ephesians 4:29 and Colossians 4:6. He says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. When you begin to speak to other people, understand that your speech should be a speech of grace, that it will edify and minister grace to the people that are hearing it. Colossians 4:6 says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. God will give you words of grace to speak to people and also words of grace to speak to yourself. You brought out a good point. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Jesus isn't around condemning people, condemning you. He's speaking grace to you. We've got to speak grace to ourselves too. The grace of God is at work within me. Roy, that first song, I Sing Praises, we want to sing that one, okay? So let's stand up and let us worship God with this song, and then we'll close. But I always want you to remember the importance of grace in your life as a Christian.
Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and great to be praised. I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name.
I give glory to your name.
I give glory to your name.
Yes, Lord, your name is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, O God. Father, I ask that you would somehow speak in all of our lives. How wonderful and how great grace is. God, that we would live every day in your grace. Now, Father, that there would be a grace in our lives that would help us to go way beyond ourselves and walk in the realm of God. Walk with you, O God, where there is peace that passes understanding, where there is love that we cannot comprehend, where there is joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, where there is mercy that is new every day. Father, we thank you. We thank you so much for all that you are, and for all that you will yet be in each of our lives. Lord, draw us closer to you, helping us to walk in the grace that you have given to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And I just want to say that I certainly hope that these past few weeks that we've talked about grace, that somehow, beyond looking at me, that you would see Jesus wanting to pour grace into your lives. I feel so inadequate at times to express to you what I feel inside. and how important and how wonderful grace is. I just can't seem to convey it the way that I would like to. But God knows. God knows my heart. And God knows your heart. And He will abundantly pour His grace into your life each and every day. I encourage you, run to Him. Talk with Him. Enjoy Him. Spend time with Him like you've never done before. And that grace, that exceedingly wonderful grace will be poured out into your life. Amen. God bless you.
Sweet the sound that saved a wretch.